Blog Talk Radio.
She said your party's jumping and everybody's having a good time, and you know.
All right, everybody. Shalom, shalom, shalom. This is Hyena. We're here again on a Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday night. Well, I have an announcement to make. We do have more rooms available at the hotel. So for you all, listen very carefully, who have already made your hotel arrangements outside of our booking link. I need you to email me. What I'm going to do is provide you with a link, and this is what you have to do. You have to put the dates in from September the 6th, which is on a Friday, to September the 8th, which is on a Sunday. In order for us to get all of the amenities that we have asked for, everyone has to come under that umbrella. Now, if you would like to stay an extra day and leave on Monday, you can do that, but you have to do that on Sunday the 8th to extend out to that extra day, and you will not get the discount for that extra day. So please, if you have made hotel arrangements already, we talked to the hotel, and we do have some extra rooms available, please send me your email me at the Yehuda Project at gmail.com, and Yehuda is the, T-H-E, Yehuda, Y-E-H, U-D-A-H, Project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, at gmail.com, and I will send you the link, and I'll have the dates in there that you have to put in. Okay. So how's everybody doing today? What's going on? Did you guys get to see the History Channel? I'm curious to think about, to hear what you thought. Anybody want to push one and give me an update or something? Did anybody get a chance to see it? Because, I mean, when I saw it, I was like, whoa, okay then. Anybody? Everybody? Somebody? You know, so much stuff going on, you just really don't know where to start. I'm not going to talk to myself just to make me just be talking. Now, we got a lot of people on this line. Somebody got something they have to say and do. Hello? Glad to have you here, but I want to talk to somebody. Where Brother Donnie I at? Brother Donnie, where are you? I know you're on here somewhere. Yep, so I have had a very, here he is, hold on. Shalom, shalom, Brother Donnie, I guess they want to hear us talk. How was your day today?
Oh, shalom, Sister Yayan, how are you? I had a, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I had eye surgery today, so.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, I mean, if you live, you're going to get cataracts. And so that's what they
that's
remove.
True.
And but the thing is that I only had done it one eye, and you can see the difference. Well, I could see the difference. You know, everything was hazy, but now that I got it done on one eye, I see the difference. If I cover up the right eye where I had the surgery, I still see that haziness coming from my left eye. You understand? So it's real. Mm. I'm telling you, man, it's a big, big, big difference. I feel young again.
Wow. Uh-oh. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with
that.
Yeah. Woo, that's a blessing.
Well, I really haven't been doing anything, you know, laying around, as I normally do, but this gives me an excuse for me to really lay around.
Now, do you need eyeglasses now that you've had that done?
Well, I think that I could use eyeglasses for reading. You understand?
Oh, okay.
Now, the only problem that I have is I can't figure out why they want to even do that little teeny-weeny small print. You understand? I think that's difficult for almost anybody. You understand? In documents, they got to read that, you know, they hide things in the small print. You understand? Because they know, it's a hassle trying to navigate through that little small, teeny-weeny print that they do. So they hide a lot of stuff in it, you understand? You know, depending on what you, mm-hmm. you know, what you're doing or what what you're trying to read. But, it's a big difference. I'm telling you, I didn't know how much of a big difference it was going to be, but it's, next week, I think that I have to go. It would be inside a month. I'm going to have my other eye done. You understand?
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, the same stuff going on. They can't get Trump out of office. Well, he can't get out of office because he's supposed to be, you know, somebody like him is supposed to be in office when we our punishment is up, and we got 55 days or 58 days, something like that. So you know what really gets me. They got a liar. They know that he lies. So when he say, "I don't want to go to war, but I will," you know, defend our you know, our allies and blah blah blah. You know, but that's a lie. Because if he get out of office, he going to jail. You understand?
Yeah.
You know. You know, they got invested. You know, New York City got about 14 investigations on him and his family. You understand? You know, they didn't defraud the tax people for years. That's just one. You understand? Amongst all the other things that they got him for. You understand? So he got to start a war. You understand? If he start a war, then they can't have no elections, and he can't get out of office because he's the sitting president.
Wow.
And to make things worse, Nancy Pelosi, which I never liked her at all, period. You understand? You know, they hemming and hawing whether they should impeach him or have impeachment inquiries. An inquiry means that you're going to run down what he's done and if it meets impeachment qualifications. You understand? She don't even want to have the inquiries. I can't see why. You understand? I heard some stupid stuff that she say out of her mouth when she said, you understand, that it emboldens the Republicans. So what? You understand? That ain't nothing. If they telling the truth, you understand, but they only talking about inquiries just to find out whether they got enough evidence. You understand, to bring them up on charges. And you know, as far as I know, man, that Mueller report kills it. You understand? You know, along with it's just a mess, man. And not that I really care, but I watch this stuff go, you know, every day. You understand? All day long, pretty much. It's on two of my favorite channels, CNN and MSNBC. You understand? I don't watch news because they tell a slanted story. They try to twist it, you understand, to meet their narrative. You understand? Oh, man. It's just a mess, boy. But he got to be in office, you understand, when we, we're looking at what the Almighty has said. He said when our punishment up, you understand, he's going to judge these other nations. Now look at what's going on. You understand? Trump's getting ready to fall on Iran, which is very, very, I don't think that he's going to be able to do anything to stop it because he got two hawks in office. He got Bolton and Pompeo, or whatever his name is. You understand? They both hawks on trying to regime change. So they'll come up with anything. Then you got them Israelis, them so-called Jews. You understand? They good for starting stuff. So I'm just saying, you know, that's just my assessment.
Ain't that something? Well, yeah. I mean, we here now. We at the countdown, Brother Donnell. We are at the countdown.
Yeah. That is correct.
We are truly at the countdown. You know? Crucial.
Absolutely.
I don't even, you
Absolutely.
Know, I'm so excited and so nervous at the same time. I have a lot of emotions, but I mean, you know, I don't want to go through that again today. I mean, I go through it every day at work. We're finalizing all the plans now, and getting everything in place and just getting prepared to make this journey. You know, I've been contacting a lot of different people, and I have a long list of people that I am right now in the present moment of contacting, you know, just to be able to, you know, to have everybody come together, you know, and it's just amazing. Like I said, the turnout and the response that we're getting from people is just phenomenal. It really is. It is truly a blessing to see what the Most High is doing. You know, and we'll see, you know, what happens when we get there, all praises to the Most High, Yah. You know, but it's just one of them times where you're glad to know that you made it this far.
Hallelujah.
Glad to know you made it.
I got a question, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need clarification. I need to find out which one is it. Is it the Gentiles going to try down the land, or is the land barren? Which one is it?
Well, the Bible says that Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles. Now, that's what it says. So, that's a good question. We'll see. I mean, we'll see, because the Bible does say that Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles, and it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, but it also talks about how it's supposed to be barren. Nothing's supposed to be on it.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't have the answer to everything. I really don't. I have come to
I'm just saying, you know, I mean, it don't make no difference, you know, I mean, because I don't have no answer. I'm just curious to find out. Maybe you could shed some light on it, or somebody could shed some light on it, but I know that it talks about the land supposed to be barren. You understand? Nothing's supposed to be even grown on it. You understand? Also, it says that when we get back, them four seas is going to open up. You understand? There's going to be the you know, right now it's barren. I think the Euphrates and Jordan River is in that area, isn't? Am I mistaken or what?
You're right.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, I just don't know. Nobody has the playbook, so we don't know the order. And I think that's the biggest thing, because we're running into different scriptures, but we don't know the order of how everything is going to play out. So we really plan this by ear. We just plan it by ear and by eyes. We just have to wait and see what the Most High does. That's all we can do at this point, is wait for Him.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what
I agree.
I have something I have to announce, and it is very, very, very important. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I almost forgot. I spoke to a lady today. One of the sisters has been on this call, and this girl needs some help. I know it hits us at a time when we really don't have a lot, but I'm telling you, this girl has two little kids, and she's Israel, and she's about to be homeless. So I spoke to her today. I told her I was going to bring it to the call. You know, you guys, if you want to donate something, please, please, if you can, because I'm gonna have to dig deep, because I can't see her outdoors. I can't. She's losing her home. She doesn't have anywhere to go. She doesn't have any money. You know, the sheriff came and told her she has to be out by a certain date, and I'm gonna have to do something, because I don't have it, but I'm gonna find a way to have something. Because I can't, I mean, you know, and I told her today, you know, just hold on to God, because He's going to make a way, whatever way He goes. You know, and I know how she feels, because I've been there. I know how she feels, because she said, I don't want to lose faith. She said, I said, it's not losing faith. You have to have somewhere to live with those boys. You have to be able to go somewhere. You have to have somewhere to stay. You know, and if that's the plan, y'all have something better. If that's not where He wants you to be, He has something better. I said, it may be the close of a chapter. It may not. He may do something at the very last moment. I said, but you have to have a plan in place in the event, whichever way it goes. You know, so I told her I was going to do whatever I could. I'm going to have to try to scrounge up maybe $200-$300 and be able to help her out, because she said, I have nowhere. She said, Sister Yain, I have nowhere to go. I said, well, that's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? And Israel, we need some help. I know there's some people on here that has a little bit of money. This is the time. And I usually don't do this, but, you know, we can't. We just got to start helping because, you know, this is a situation. And this girl done fought and fought and fought, and she couldn't find no job. And, you know, she tried to start her own company, and that didn't get off fast enough. You know, and I told her, I said, you know, when I was going through that, they had a program where they would give you a certain amount of money if you turned over the key. I said, you know, find out if they'll do that, because I remember they was giving out like $5,000 and $6,000 to people who were, you know, knew they was going to lose the house, and they just turned over the key and left. I said, and I didn't take it because I was believing in Yah. I said, so you have to, I said, and I went through that maybe for you to understand that sometimes you have to have a plan A, B, C, and D.
Absolutely.
So I'm asking you all, you know, to do, you know, she was like, I just don't have anywhere. She said, I just don't have anywhere to go. I said, well, we can't let that happen. We just can't let that happen. I'm sorry, I just can't. And I don't have it. I don't have it at all. I'm going through something myself over here, but I can't let that happen. You know, so I told her, I said, I'm going to bring it to the call, I'm bring it to the class. I'm anybody that can afford to do something, anything. You know, it would be appreciated. I told her, you know, just go look for an apartment. She said, I don't even have any money to move. And she said, the sheriff is coming July the 24th. I said, well, we can't see you get set out now. That ain't going to work. I mean, for real. So I just wanted to bring that to you. If you guys want to send something, you can, if you don't want to put it through, you can send it through PayPal if you want. The PayPal, because I was going to try to set up a GoFundMe, but it just takes too much time to do all that when you need it right away. If you want to send it through PayPal, you can send it. It's nationofyehuda@yahoo.com, nationofyehuda@yahoo.com, and you can do it that way. If you want to mail it, you can mail it. It's P.O. Box 40209, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45240. 40209, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45240. You know, she said her family ragging on her like, oh, you a black Jew now, and you doing this, and you don't have this. And I've been through that. I'm telling you, I have been through that. I've been there and done that. I mean, I was really becoming really conscious when all that stuff started happening to me. And I told God what my family did to me. You know, they quoted every scripture they could, Christian, because Christians seem to feel like that if you're going through something, it's something wrong. You've done something wrong. And it's quite the opposite. Something most of the time is because you're doing something right. You know, and everybody quoted all kinds of scriptures. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. You done left Jesus, and you done left the church, and everything you got, I went through it. And in all that, I was trying to have faith at the same time. So I know where she is. You know, and everybody can sit on the sideline and say all kind of stuff, but you look at those people and be like, how much of that could you go through? How much of that could you really go through? So, you know, I'm not bitter or anything, but I'm just saying I know what she's going through. And, I could hear the stress in her voice when I talked to her today. And, you know, the most I just put her on my spirit and I called her. And, you know, she started telling me, you know, what was going on. And like I said, every little bit helps. And I know everybody's planning for their trip and everybody's trying to get to Washington, D.C., but whatever you can do to help, I would appreciate if you could do something. Because we can't see them boys and her out in the street like that. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, you know, it's just rough. You know, but we just
well,
had not
know,
told you, that was
Yan.
A job. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Sister Yan, you know, and my heart goes out to any one of our brothers and sisters that's in dire straits, such as her, and it could be worse, you understand? But sometimes, man, you got to cut loose some of that. You got to lose something in order to gain something. You
that's
understand?
True. I told her that. That's true.
You know, so, you know, sometimes you're going to have to, you know, let that stuff go. You understand, and go on and move into one of them shelters. You understand, they got women's shelters all over. You understand, take low sometimes. Sometimes, because see, sometimes, man, when you make a mistake and then you see the mistake. The only way you're going to see this mistake is you have to go through it. Then you got this, because I'm telling you, it happened to my son. He was in Las Vegas, lost everything, and had a car note, you understand, no job, you understand what I'm saying? He was leaning on everybody, you understand, his sisters and stuff, staying here, staying there, you understand? Plus, he had brought a lady down in Las Vegas with him, and she went off with another guy, you understand, you know? So what I told him was that, go on back to your mother's house. Nobody wants to go back home. Nobody wants to take low. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's a low move. Oh, man, I couldn't make it. Got to go back home with mom. I said, go on back home with your mother. Give her what she said. You know, first of all, you understand, he had a good job. He's an IT person. You understand? So he could get a job anywhere almost, or you understand, at that particular time. And so I said, get you a job. Give your mother what she asked for. Save your money. Call them people about that car. You understand what I'm saying? And make arrangements to pay them folk. You understand? Don't do what you did to get you in that mess. Stay away from them knuckleheads. Right. You understand what I'm saying? You know, if they can't help you, if they can't help you, what's the purpose of hanging out with them? So sometimes, man, you got to take.
Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead. I'm listening. I don't know. I don't know what happened, but yeah, I hear you. I understand. I mean, I do. I understand. But mom's house is not an option right now. So
no. Well, I'm not saying. Okay, they got them shelters. You understand what I'm saying? It's not the best of accommodations, man. But this is what's in your face. Hey, you keep doing this. This is where you're gonna be at. You know, whatever it was that got you in that particular situation, you're confronted with the shelter. You understand? Lost everything. I lost everything, too. You understand what I'm saying? Because of my stupidity. You understand? It wasn't and it wasn't so much that I was doing illicit and wrong stuff. You understand? It's just that I did not take care of the business that I was supposed to be taking care of when I should have taken care of. You understand?
Right.
It don't necessarily mean that you're a bad person. You understand? Sometimes
we
just make mistakes.
Sometimes it's not your responsibility or a mistake made. Sometimes it's just a series of events that failed a certain way. Because I know she's been struggling trying to find a job and where she
do
is
you know
now,
what they call that? Do you know what they call that? Life on life's terms.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what it's called. Life on life's terms. Sometimes it's not your fault. It's the turning of the wheels. You understand?
That's true.
You know, so I really, really feel bad for her because nobody need to be in the street. You understand? Nobody. Oh. You understand? You just got to, you know, they got a place right across the street from where I'm standing at. They got a woman's place. You understand? And a lot of them women have to come through that place right there, and they got a place for their children. You understand? You know, they can bring their children.
I don't think it's that cut dry because, I mean, you got to think about it. I don't want to get into her business, but I'm just saying anybody who can help, if you can help in any kind of way, hold on, let me get this mic open. Area code 972, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Yes, I have two questions. One, I don't know if it's okay to mention where she's located, but also this is one of the things I was thinking. She's in the house right now. She may possibly lose it, but if there's anybody who's in a position to buy the house and let her stay in the house, that way they don't lose money and they can take it as a tax shelter, but they have a benefit and she has a benefit. She has stability because what Israel needs to do is start building equity. So I know somebody who has sometimes done that. There was he had a rental house and he let the person stay in it until they died. It was an older person. But, you know, the thing is he kept the rent reasonable. They knew they had a place to stay. If you have somebody who's ethical, somebody who's really living as they should, they can do what's right.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many options, and this is one of the things I fault the church for, because with all of the money that comes through the church, I think that every church should be able to make sure that every member of the congregation has a paid-off house. So
that's true. That is
if
true.
They
that
do
is
it,
true.
Then Israel should start doing it. That's what they should start doing, investing in each other. If they can't say, well, I can give you the house outright, what I can do is I can buy the house, make sure that you have a place to stay. I have a shelter. It's not like I'm just throwing money in the wind and acting irresponsibly, but it's a benefit for everybody involved. The children have stability. She's able to relax because sometimes it is hard to function when you're under stress. I do not function well under stress.
Yeah, it's very much so.
Just,
very much
yeah. So I don't know okay. where she is. I'm thinking there may be somebody who is really saying, what can I do? And the other thing is, for me, you know, crowns and rewards. When I was listening, I wish my son could come home. My son is no longer alive. But, you know, the thing is, I say crowns and rewards. The thing that you can do is help someone. This is the thing that's going to be your reward because we can't take any of this stuff with us. But you can do something for someone. They will bless your name after you're gone and while you're here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and that's a good idea. Like I said, she has 30 days almost to the day where she has to be out. So if there's someone that's interested in investing in the property, email me at the Yehuda Project, and I can put you in touch with her. And you guys, if that's what you want to do, you can work on it, you know, whatever. But she has 30 days to the date before the sheriff comes. And you know, when you don't have any money to move out and you don't have any money to put your stuff in storage, you just kind of, your mind is going in 50 million different directions. So
it
I think that's a great
immobilize.
Idea. Go ahead.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It would immobilize me. I would be like a deer frozen with my, I wouldn't be able to function.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Well, that's what happens, man. You know, what happens is that, you know what I'm saying? You got all these things coming at you at one time. You can't think 1 minute.
Right.
Yeah, this is a different task. You understand? And I understand. But see, here's one thing else is, you understand, she got to be able to, out of it all, when she hear all of these suggestions and et cetera, she got to pick the best one that's going to get her what she needs. You understand? And sometimes she had to pick a little from here and a little bit from there. You know, so, you understand? She got to have
that
kind of rationale. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Area code 903, your mic is open.
Thank you so much.
And I told her I was going to do
Young
this,
Nina?
So this isn't anything new. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I didn't have a pen or paper nearby when you gave the address, so I can go ahead and send some money because I've been homeless before and hungry, and I know what that's like. Been put out of a place to stay. That was awesome.
Yes,
I was 15 years old when we lost our home.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am. 15 years old, our family was put out of the house. Mortgage was foreclosed. We had the deputy come and serve papers on my parents, and we had to move out of the house that we left in New Jersey, and we moved to Texas. So, yes, ma'am, I know what that's like. We came here hungry, broke, the car broke down. We had a series of things go wrong. So my heart goes out to her, and I'm going to send some money. So would you please get me the Yahoo address for PayPal?
Okay, the PayPal address is the email address is nation, NATION, of OF, Yehuda, YEHUDAH, at yahoo.com. And that's the email address for the PayPal account. You know, it doesn't have to be a lot, whatever you can afford to do. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like I said, I'm trying to get together for Washington, D.C., too, like everybody is. You know, but, you know, when it's a situation like this, sometimes we just have to sacrifice. I mean, you know what I mean? Whatever little bit of help you can get you, everything is appreciated. And I'm going to tell her that too, sis, about that. And is there any investors on the line or people who may be able to have the money to be able to do that, if you email me at the Yehuda Project, gmail.com, I can put you in touch with her and maybe you guys can work out something and she can give you, you know, the details or whatever, but. It's just a, you know, it's not, I've been there. Like I said, I've been there, you know, especially when you trust in God and you're trying to do the best you can to hold on to your faith, you know, and I've been there. So, you know, I know what that's like. So I told her I was going to do this. So this is not something that she doesn't know I'm doing. She knows I'm doing this. So, and the main thing, the reason why I brought this up also is for everybody to pray, you know, because sometimes we just have to pray. The prayers need to go up. You know, that the Most High studies her mind. You know, because a lot of people lose their mind behind this kind of stuff, especially when you got little kids you got to feed. You know, it's just, you know, sometimes you can feel like you failed, and sometimes you feel like you just, you don't have, you know, and there's no reason for that, because the enemy, it can do it to us all. We can all be in this situation with most of us is two paychecks away from it anyway.
Absolutely.
I'm just a check away myself, so I understand what she's talking about. You know, if they stop my check because I'm drawing disability, they stop my check, there goes my car, there goes my home, and I'm right to homeless.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You know, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, you know, I just wanted to let you all know what was going on. And like I said, I know everybody's trying to get ready to get to Washington, D.C., and everybody has, you know, issues, and we all got bills. Because I got a slew of them, but, you know, with a situation like this, we got to do something. You just got to do something.
Well,
I wish I could.
Yeah, I wish I could send some money or something like that, man. But right now I'm in a bad situation myself, you understand? I made a bad – see, one thing that I know, you understand, it's a chain of events that, you know, in my case. You understand? I made a bad mistake, and it seems like there's a never ending thing that followed behind that bad mistake. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to do now is catch up. Just hold on, because soon as I in 4 or 5 months I should be in a better position than I am right now if I just keep doing what I'm doing. Don't try to go to the left. Don't try to go to the right. Hello? Go ahead.
I hear you. That's true.
Yep.
Thank you, Sister
Diane. I understand perfectly, and it breaks my heart in two. Is because, see, you know what? I had called for this a long time before I got on the line with you, Sister Yaina, way back 4, 5, 6 years ago. You understand? I had said we don't have nothing for our peoples when they get in dire straits, when they can't pay their mortgage. You understand what I'm saying? We don't have nothing set up. You understand? At all,
right.
Period. You understand? And we need to have started to do that. You understand? I call for everybody to put $5 together and put it in an account just in case a person can't pay their mortgage. You understand? I mean, when they can't pay their mortgage, we supposed to know all the things around what had happened so that we could prevent it from happening again. You understand? We need all of those little programs, you understand, but we don't have that. You understand?
That's,
you know, and one other thing here too is that I went to the church and they gave me some money. They didn't ask me my faith or what I was believed in or anything. I told them the situation that I was up against and they gave me some money. I never had to pay it back or anything like that. So they have little things in church that's supposed to help. They supposed to anyway. They did when I did. You understand?
It a white church? Was it a white church?
No, this was This was in Georgia. You understand? Because I was going from pillar to post. Matter of fact, I was living in an abandoned building. All my worldly goods in this abandoned building. I was stealing electricity and everything. You understand? But the church was a black owned church. You understand? I sat there and I waited till we collect all the tithes and stuff. You understand? And I asked if I could speak with the pastor there. You understand what I'm saying? And I explained my situation, and they gave me a couple of $100. You understand?
Okay.
So you have to be honest with yourself. You understand? You have to be honest with your circumstances and situation. Hallelujah.
Well, I think that, you know, I don't think that there's a point where there's no humility, because, you know, she's very humble, and it's just a situation where when you've been through it and you know what it's like, you just know what it's like. Some people never experienced it. You know, but when you've been through it and you know what it's like, you know what it's like, you know. And we talked about that today, you know, the making alternative plans and, you know, being ready to move and do whatever. Even if you got to go into a one-bedroom apartment, you do whatever you have to do until you can do better.
That is absolutely correct. And then you got to understand also. Go ahead, sister. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And guess what? If you have to go get on assistance, because guess what? Y'all ain't even been there too. There's no shame in it when you have to do what you have to do. And when you have children that you have to feed, you have to do what you have to do, whatever it takes to do what needs to be done and make sure it's honest up front and across the board. Because one thing about God is, y'all don't, you know, don't get in no mess where he won't be able to bless you. Don't lie, don't scheme, don't do nothing. Be up front and honest and go do what you have to do, because that's what those programs are in place for, is when you need it. You don't have to stay on it. You don't have to stay on it, but you get whatever you need. If it's assistance, if it's food stamps, whatever you need to do, you're going to do what you have to do so you can take care of them boys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely. And I was going to say just that same thing, is that, you understand, you know, sometimes those little things right there is like a shot in the arm. It gives you so that you can make the next step. You understand what I'm saying? You know, that little $200, man, went a long way. You understand? And I never looked back from there. You understand what I'm saying? And what I'm saying here is that whatever got me in that situation, I stopped doing that. I looked for a better way. And a lot of times when the Almighty closed one door, he'll open up another one.
You open enough. That's what I told her too. You know, I'm telling you guys this. I'm speaking from experience, because when we went through that in 2008, a lot of people lost everything. I was one of those people. But I've watched my so-called friends go through the same thing with their homes. They lied on the application. They falsified documents about what kind of jobs they had. Some of them married other people's husbands, so they could keep their houses and their men could pay their bills. I watched them do all that kind of stuff, and believe me, I could have done it. But you know what? I trusted God, and I said, I'm going to let you do it. If you're going to do it, you're going to be the one to do it. I'm not going to do nothing. I'm going to hold my hands still and do what needs to be done. And I can honestly say today that I'm happier now than I was then, because the stress is over. You know, and you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
No matter what it looks like. You know, sometimes, like you said, sometimes those doors have to close and close completely for you to trust him and let him know he's going to take care of you either way it goes, no matter what happens. And it takes a real trooper to be able to step out there like that and say, okay, it's just me and you now, because I ain't got nobody else to do this. And this is when the Bible says, give and it shall be given good measure. Press down, shaking over. Shaking, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. And this is when y'all touching other people's heart to give, just like they gave you at the church. That's what I'm doing right now. The Most High touches your heart. Whatever it takes, you can give it, so we can give it to her, whatever it is. Because she's going to have money to move with. She's going to have money to first month deposit or first rent, month's rent, whatever you can do. I mean, I know we're not rich. You know, but, you know, like I said, we have other things that we need to do. But when you can trust Yah, and I don't know who else I'm talking to, but when you can really trust Yah, you know, he tests you. He tests you. He's going to take you up to 1159 all the time.
Okay.
And then it may not turn out the way you think it's going to turn. It may not turn out the way you think it's going to turn out.
Absolutely.
But either way it go, he's going to take care of you. He got you. He got you.
Yep, absolutely. And don't think that this is going to be your last thing. You understand? Whether it was your fault or not, there's life on life terms. Things happen.
Yep.
You understand? You know, and you got to be able to wade the storm. You understand? You're going to have to go through it. You understand what I'm saying? Just that don't let yourself get in the same position that you are in. And I want to say this here, too, is I cannot say that a lot of those things that happen to us is our fault. A lot of those things that happen to us is primarily our fault. We didn't think ahead. When we had it going on, we had it going on, and we took it too far. You understand? So, yeah, and it's not that we was doing so much wrong doing or anything like that. It's just that we neglected to do the right thing when it was necessary. That's just my opinion.
In some cases. But in some cases, it isn't. It's a series of events. And then guess what? It don't matter how much money you have saved up. It don't matter how much money you have in the bank. Eventually, you're going to use it, and it's going to be gone. It's just sometimes it's a series of events that have happened that, you know, you're waiting on something that didn't pan out as soon as you thought. It's just a lot of different things. So I don't like to judge and tell somebody it's because this or it's because you.
Well,
didn't,
you know.
Because we don't know. Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is that, you understand, that was not specifically directed at her circumstances. You understand? She might have
right.
a whole different set of circumstances. You understand? A whole different set of things that put her in that position. Now she's in that spot. You understand? What we going to do now? What she going to do now? You understand?
Exactly.
And that's,
so we killing
that's the spot that I got. I found myself, man, taking that pistol and putting it to my head. You understand? And wanting to pull the trigger. You understand? Then I put the magazine in. I wasn't going to kill myself, but I I'm just saying, once I went to that church, and I never was a church goer. I told you, I never did that church thing. I went in there, man, you understand, and told him what my circumstances was, my situation was. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? And he wound up giving me that $200. He gave me that $200, and I never looked back from there. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I tried to use every dime of it to the utmost. And so, you know, that when we find ourselves in certain situations, you understand, we got to use whatever works for us in that particular moment. You understand? And I prayed, and, you know, I always prayed. You understand? I guess that's what kept me alive, because I always asked the Almighty, help me out.
Right. And see, I'm a giver. I've always been a giver. And I always give when I don't have a lot. But I give, and I believe in giving. And I, like the sister said, that's when you get your blessing, is when you give. I give to the homeless. I give to the panhandlers, black and white. It don't make me no difference. Like I said, if you're hungry and I can spare $5 or $3, or you go get a sandwich and a pop for $1 something, I give. And the Most High has blessed me as a result of that. But I'm just saying, you know, and there's some givers on this line, and you know what I'm talking about. You know, and when somebody's in need, that's where your blessing comes from, is when you can give when they are in need. And believe me, whatever comes through PayPal, I'm giving it all to her. It will be transferred from my PayPal account to hers so that she can have what she needs, because when you need, you need. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing worse than needing. And you know, you don't think nobody cares, because, like I said, it's just a situation. It's a series of things. So I don't want to spend the whole call talking about that. I just want to let you guys know, if you can afford to do something. I have a sister. She's Israel. She's conscious. You know, she's very, very, very knowledgeable in the word. She's been fighting with these people to try to keep her house. She's been going through this, and she just told me today that the sheriff came and delivered the papers, and she has to be out by July the 24th, I think she said. And I told her I was going to let you guys know, and for you guys to hold her up in prayer, and if there's anything you can do, anything at all, you know, please, if you can send it through PayPal, that's fine. If you can't and you want to mail it, you can mail it at the same time. The PayPal email address is nationofyehuda@yahoo.com. Not the Nation of Yehuda, just nationofyehuda@yahoo.com. And then you can send it to friends and family, and then I'll be able to get it, and I'll send it to her. And if you want to mail it, you can send it through the P.O. Box, and that's P.O. Box 40209, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45240. So I just want to share that with you, because, you know, it's a lot of us out there that's going through it. And me and Brother Donnie, I've been trying to start a treasury forever, you know, and I just gave up because I've just come to the conclusion, you know, as long as we're under this curse, our mindset is not where it needs to be, you know, to be able to really help. Because Israel needs help. There's a lot of people out there like that. It's not just her. There's men and women out there like that right now today. They're stranded in different cities that don't have nobody to help them. But, you know, for some reason, with the curse comes selfishness. And people won't give. But you know what they'll do? They'll go buy a bottle of alcohol. They'll go buy cigarettes. They'll go buy junk food. They'll go buy, and it's your right to do that. You can do that. But, you know, for some reason, the compassion is not there where it should be for us. You know, and I believe that's the curse. I really do believe that it is the curse that, you know, that it's the slave mentality. They have put us against each other so much. You know, I got mine, you got to get yours. Didn't nobody help me, wasn't nobody around when I needed help. I can't. I've heard so many people say that. And it's like, you don't know where you're going to end up or whose hands you're going to end up in before this thing is all over with.
Yeah, you know, Sister Yaina, when I had stopped thinking about any treasury, you understand, because I said, it's in my head that the Almighty, I'm afraid that we might get comfortable. You understand what I'm saying? We build up a lot of money, and we take it out of context, and we wind up, you understand, be disillusioned. You understand, because of the context of the money, and wind up staying right here. That's why the reparations thing, if it don't have no money in it for me to get out of here, it's to no avail for me, because I don't want to be here. I'm telling you. You understand? But I have to wait on the Almighty. He knows that I don't have no money, so he's going to have to make a way for me to get out of here. And he knows that that's my ultimate goal. You understand? But we could get hung up here. That's why I believe that Black Wall Street is not in place, and there was a number of other places that was established by blacks. You understand? And it went through, didn't pan out. You understand? It was a thriving society. You understand? But the Almighty had them tear it all down. 300 people lost their lives. 5,000. You understand? Lost their home. You understand? And it has never been perfect, put in place ever again. You understand? Because we're not supposed to be comfortable in a punishment.
Right. I agree with you. I mean, I agree with you. I do. I agree with you to a certain point. I definitely do agree with you. I mean, you know,
That does not say that. Excuse me. One more time, and I'm gonna. You understand? Relinquish the mic. But that does not mean that we can't help one another. You understand?
Other people, because you know what? Let me say this, Brother Donia. I'm not prejudiced when it comes to that. If there's a white girl out there and she's homeless and her kid's hungry, I'm going to feed her. I don't have no issue with that. I'm going to feed her. If she needs something and I have it, I'm going to give it to her. Because guess what? The Most High is looking at my heart, and I'm not going to let her kids starve just like I'm not going to let Israel starve. And I'm not cut up like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like this country's too rich for anybody to be hungry or homeless.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Yeah, it's just too rich for anybody to be hungry or homeless. So, you know, I just feel like, you know, that the treasury should be there for anybody that needs it. If we have it and they can eat from it, you know, we can bless them and do what we can do. And if we were going to do it that way, if it just never panned out to be that way, because it is probably a blessing in disguise, because it's best to do it this way, that way, whatever comes in goes to her. And, you know, she can verify whatever was sent, what went to her and all that kind of stuff, because, it's just time to go. And I just wish, you know, that y'all know my heart. He knows my heart. He knows. He knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just wish you could help everybody. You just wish. Yes, ma'am. Say that again.
Thank you so much for the information. Thank you.
Oh, sure. No, thank you all for, you know, listening. Because they could be like, well, what they got to do with us? We ain't listening. I ain't calling in here, all that. You know, but I appreciate you all taking the time to listen, you know, and do whatever it is, you know, that the Most High put on your heart to do, you know, and stuff. And I'm sure there's other programs that'll help her too, you know, that should be there to help her do whatever she needs to do. You know, so you just have to pray. Y'all know. He sees
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, he sees it. Ooh, the thing.
Yeah, it's just amazing, man. The Almighty is powerful beyond compare, and prayer works. You understand, you know. So, you understand, you know, we can keep in our prayers just like we do everybody else, man. You understand? And
yeah.
pray that it's going to work out for.
Yeah. That's all you can do. You know,
well, that's what they
say.
Closed mouth is never fed. If she didn't tell you what her problem was, you didn't know. We didn't know.
Right.
And we couldn't help her.
Absolutely. You know. And everybody on this line, I'm sure, has a need of some sort, you know. And we got to stay on the countdown, and we just got to wait till y'all changes the situation, because he certainly can. It's not like he doesn't have it in his power to do, because the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to him. This whole thing belongs to him if he want to step into the storyline that's going on right now and forfeit everything. But, you know, he set it in place, and his word went out, so his word can't come back void. So the things that we're going through, we have to go through them until the Most High, because he wrote the end from the beginning. So the outcome and the solution has already been planted. It's already in place.
Yep.
We just have to
Absolutely.
Make it to the solution. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he got a figure.
Yep.
It's already planned out. It was already set in motion. We just haven't gotten to that part yet.
That is correct. I agree with that. Hallelujah. Yeah.
You know, we just haven't gotten to that part yet, but we're going to get there. All praises
yeah.
to the Most High. We are definitely going to get there. Cause he...
You know, it's just the idea of this, that I went through it when I got divorced 2 times.
mm-hmm.
You understand? You know, I mean, I was homeless. You understand? Didn't have You understand? I tried to make it. I made it work. I went through it, man. We're going to go through some stuff. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's awakening. You understand? When
mm-hmm.
we go through those. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Yes, indeed. All praises to the Most High. It makes you stronger. You know what I'm saying? It makes you stronger.
Absolutely.
You know, my kids tell me, they say, you know what? You have calmed down so much. I said, hey, that's, you know, when you go through trials and tribulations and you see Yah bring you out the way he does, you realize you really don't have nothing to get excited about or upset over, because it's either going to work, or he going to work it out with plan A, or he going to work it out with plan B, or he going to use plan C, but it ain't going to never not work as long as you serve Yah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It ain't going to never not work. You know what I'm saying? You just got to have
yeah.
the patience to wait on him. And the thing about it is, we want to be cut into the memo. And a lot of he don't give us the outcome. He don't tell us, okay, in 6 months, on September, on November the 23rd, the blessing going to come through the mail. He don't tell you that part. He tell you, he said, my grace is sufficient. So you got to hold on down here in June to make it all the way to November, and then when it comes, it'll be a surprise. But he could have warned you back in June that he had something waiting on you in November. But that wouldn't be safe. If you knew about it, you wouldn't need no faith.
Okay. That is
you
correct.
You wouldn't need it.
Absolutely.
So
you
got to realize
sometimes
that
you Almighty,
don't need that.
And sometimes the urgency of the matter is up to the Almighty.
That's true all
you
the
know.
Time. Brother Tony, all the time. So he don't get in no hurry. You be like, do you see that? Are you looking?
Okay.
Do you see what this man has? And he don't make a
okay.
sound. He said, my grace is sufficient. If you can trust me, it'll be all right. Just trust me. And you know what? I went through something the other day, and it was such a, I almost got excited. And it was a phone call that I received. I almost got excited. And I said, calm down. And then the scripture came to me, be anxious for nothing, but in all things, through prayer and supplication, give thanks unto Yah. You know what I'm saying? I began to calm down. And everybody's like, well, did you call him? I said, I will in my own time. You know what I'm saying? But if it's there, it's going to be there. There ain't nothing nobody going to do whether it happened on Monday or whether it happened on Friday. It's still there. So it's meant to be there. And you know what that comes from? That comes from trusting God.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you
I think
you can
said
trust
it
him, it's just chilling.
I think you said it best, that the Almighty come in 11:59.
You gotta say that again. For real. All the time. 11:59, boy, you be sweating bullets. You be sweating bullets. You be like, Lord, they're gonna cut the lights off in a minute. You like, he be like, okay, and you know what I'm saying? You won't have to just sit there till I come. You're gonna learn how to trust me. And that's what he has to teach you, how to trust me.
All right.
And when I come, it's going to get cut back on, but it's going to be in my season, not yours.
That is correct. You had your chance, and you botched it up.
Right. You know, for real.
Now you're going to have to wait on me.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So you learn. You know, you learn. You say, okay, y'all, me and you. You can't rush it. I'm telling you from experience. I know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you,
okay.
I thought I was gonna have to send up some smoke signals. My mom was like, "Well, are you praying?" I said, "I did everything to send smoke signals." He didn't listen. But you know, but looking back on it now, all praises to the Most High. Yeah. He was listening. He was watching me. He was watching my reaction. He was watching
Absolutely.
The words that came out of my mouth. Because see, words got power. You gotta watch what you say. You got to speak positive. He was watching whether or not I was going to doubt him. He was watching out and said, do you really trust me?
I know it's difficult, man, you know, when you never really had that feeling to trust in somebody or to trust in an unknown spirit that you never even thought of, you understand? But to be honest with you, in these days and times, our punishment is just about up. He's not going to fail us. I bet my life on it.
No. I know he's not. You just won't, it just may not come like you want it to come, when you want it to come.
That
is
correct.
He's going to let you down. He's going to let you down. Because you know, them old ladies used to say, he never come when you want him, but he always on time. That's how you say that in church all the time. He never come when you want him, but he always on time. I'm like, how does that work? Because when you think you ought to get it, you're going to get it. You're going to get it. When you think you're ready for it. Well, wait. I'm preaching to myself right now, y'all. This is going to me. I'm enjoying this sermon myself, for real. You know?
Okay.
And we want to be in control. We want to be the big boss. And you know, I know he's gonna come. He's gonna let you get all the way down to the bare nothing. And at 11:59.
11:59.
Boy. You know
that is true.
It's true. I mean, you gotta go through it to understand that. When somebody say 11:59. Boy, you have exhausted all resources. Ain't nothing else left.
That's what he wants you to go through. You know, go through the motion. You understand? Show me that you understand. Show me that you want.
Yeah.
I can't just hand it to you. If I just hand it to you, you understand? You're gonna be at my doorstep every day.
That's the truth. Yeah, that, and you know what, brother? Don't that is so? It, you can laugh about it now. Because you're looking at it from, you know, from hindsight.
Oh, man.
When you in it, it ain't funny.
I told you that
this
I put
funny.
The pistol to my head, sister. I put the gun to my head. I thought it was over with. I might as well go ahead and take myself out. You understand? But I'm telling you, man, the Almighty is so powerful beyond compare. You understand? And prayer works.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I'm sitting here today, happy as a lark. Now, do I have what I had? No. But guess what? I'm still good. Y'all still good. You know, and it is what it is. I mean, look, I'm good. Leave me be. I am good. If you give it to me again, I'll praise it. If you don't, it's all good, too. I'm good. Because all I want to do is yeah at this point. Look.
Absolutely.
I done got past all that other stuff. You know, it was nice. And don't get me wrong, I like nice things, and I enjoy the good life. I do. I know how to do it. I had this one rich man tell me, he said, "You know what to do, don't you?" I said, "Yeah, I might not be able to do it the way you do it, but I can still do it in my own budget, you know." But look, it is what it is. I'm not going through no more changes about that. No,
absolutely, I agree wholeheartedly. I understand the situation. Look here, I understand the sisters, what you're going through, man. See, you can't think, man, when you got stuff all on, everything on you.
No, you can't.
I understand everything on you. You understand? So how are you going to think through this here? You understand? You know, so that's when your prayers is going to be needed the most. You understand? When you ain't thinking clearly, let the Almighty give you some thoughts, some ideas, some concepts. You understand? Something that you could work with. Like right now, you might be listening to this stuff. You understand? And some people are telling you. You understand? You got to be able to pick between one of these things that's going to help you on your quest. You understand? Sometimes you just got to give up all of that stuff, man. You understand?
You know what? And then you got the people on the other end. This is how the devil works now. You got the people on the other end trying to find fault with you. They're going to use the Hebrew Israelite stuff. That's why you stepped over there and all that mess. Everything you got, when I went through it. You hear me when I tell you? I went through it. I heard it all, you know, from I ain't never seen the righteous forsaken, nor it's even rest. As soon as you went over there, you lost everything you had. When you quit paying tithes, oh, my goodness, did I hear it all. You lost it all, and you know, you done left Jesus. I went through it. So I can understand the other part, too, that you have to deal with. But guess what? In the midst of it all, you got to be able to block that stuff out and the scripture, have a scripture in your mind and quote that scripture to yourself and denounce the enemy, because all of that is coming at you at both sides. You're worried about what you're going to do. You don't know where you're going to go. And then you got these people talking in your ear at the same time. You got to block all that stuff out, and you got to keep it moving and trust y'all.
That is correct.
You'll be waiting for it, Brother Donia. They'll have you back at church. You'll be at the altar on your knees crying about something, thinking that's going to change and that's going to make it worse. I'm telling you, don't do that. Don't go back. He said, because a man that put his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of Yah. You got to fight the battle. We got to go through the battle and fight the enemy, because he wants all of us to turn around and go back where we came. We know too much.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, you're absolutely correct. You know, but like I tell everybody, if you're not paying one of these bills, I'm not going to even listen to that nonsense.
That's right. Shit.
Even if you pay one of these bills, I'm going to hear you. And if it's conducive to my circumstances, I might be able to use some of that stuff. But if it ain't, I'm just going to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely. I ain't no shame in it when you got to do what you got to do. And it doesn't mean you're a failure. You know, because everything we have is predicated on this society. And let this society crumble, we all going to be in that shape. Everybody on this phone.
That is correct, man.
Let
and you're not, you're
let
not
them
alone
go through
in your
2008.
You're not alone. Just because it happens to you, you're not by yourself. It happens to most of us. Most of us have to go through some stuff.
You better say that again. You know you better preach for real. You better
and
say that
again. Some
of us
have not recovered yet.
That's the truth. We're on the road to recovery, but you know what I'm saying? But we're going to get there by the grace of Yah, because Yah got to work some stuff out of you. He got to get some things out of you, the things that you think is that matter.
Yeah, see, one thing that I found out, we say that we want to stop what we're doing, but do we want to stop what we're doing? But
yeah.
do we stop?
Yeah.
See, sometimes, man, we could, you know, that the reason why we're not, we have not progressed or moved forward is because we're still holding, harboring those nonsenses that keep us sick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the truth. It is. You know, that's why I say he's got to build character. And the only way to build character is to turn up the heat. He turned up the heat on you. Let me say something about that heat. When the Most High put you in this situation, can't no man get you out.
That is correct.
I know. When he shut the door shut. I don't care how much education you have. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care nothing about it. When the Most High shut the door on you because he was ready to take you to school, you're going to school, my friend. And when you come out, you're going to be graduated to a whole nother level because he's going to deal with your character.
Yeah, and you ever notice how a person can have all the money in the world and be miserable as hell?
Yeah, you better say that. Yeah, that's why we gotta stand in the gap for them when we get to Washington D.C. Because, like I said, it's only what you do for Yah is gonna last. All that other stuff
Absolutely.
Is stinking sane. I mean, the enemy. Yep. That's what the enemy does. I've noticed that when I was, you know, I've always been a analytical type person. I've always been a thinker, and I would look at things and be like, well, why is that like that? And understand, and one thing I've noticed about the enemy is he is always flamboyant.
Okay.
He's always light flashing and and it gets everybody so mesmerized to the point where they be like, what's over there? I want to go see. And Yah is just as quiet and laid back with his legs crossed, you know, in a serene atmosphere. And I asked the Most High one day, I said, why is the fact that everything you do is out in the open and it's just as quiet and laid back? I said, and the enemy got all this stuff blaring and
Absolutely.
And you know what I found out? Is that when
That's
it's real Lord. And it's true, you don't have to do nothing. All you gotta do is sit back when it's real
yeah.
and it's true.
Now that's a good. That
you
now you said something very very powerful. You said something very very powerful just then. Is that when it's real, you don't have to do nothing. It's just it starts unfolding itself.
It does. It's the fake stuff that got to lure you in. When it's fake, it's going to have to do everything in its power to get your attention. And you be over there, you being lured over there, and it's like, what is that? And then when you get over there, guess what? It ain't never what it's cracked up to be. Never.
You're absolutely correct. Or the hoops and the hoops of what they call those fiery hoops, hoops that you got to jump through.
It's the truth. I don't care. That's what Brother Donnie. I don't care how fat he is and how much money he got and what he promised. Guess what? If he ain't got nobody, he by himself. The first question you need to ask yourself is why. Same way with the female. She can be the prettiest thing on the world with the longest hair, the biggest legs, and the biggest whatever else stuff that's out there. And you gotta ask yourself if you by yourself and you alone, why?
Okay.
There's something going on.
Absolutely.
I'm serious.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to tell you what I know. Now, you older than me, so I know you know some stuff. I'm telling you what I learned. So I learned how to sit back very quietly. And you know what I do when I get ready to do what I do? I ask y'all. Y'all, is this what you want for me? Because if you ain't what you want for me, I don't want it. I mean, for real. I don't want it. And that's from job to car to house. To husband, to whatever. If this ain't what you got for me, I want what you want for me. And it may not look the way I think I want it to look, but no, honey, you got to learn how to wait on y'all. And that's what I've learned. And, you know, I see you, Eric Cole 478. A prophet came to me, well, we call him that in the church. He came to me when I was young. I think I was like 30. I'm about 39, and he told me, he said, you know what, he said, he was in church, he said, the Lord's going to put you through something. He said, and when he do, you're going to come out a totally different person. He said, because there's some things you need to learn. Because I really thought I was running something. I did. I'm going to tell you the truth. I thought I was running something.
Absolutely. I understand.
Brother Donia, I thought I was running something. Do you hear me?
That's
I came to figure out you ain't running nothing. You're not running nothing. Nothing.
That's the problem when you got this stuff and it's going on. You understand what I'm saying? You're comfortable in your own skin. You understand? And you ain't thinking about the Almighty. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Only when that stuff starts to unpeel and unravel. You understand? And starts to crumble like starts to crumble like saltine crackers.
Wait a minute, you think you a legend in your own mind? Some people really do. They think they're a legend in their own mind.
Yeah.
It's like you ain't met Yah yet, but when you do, he going to bring you all the way down. Let me open this mic up. Air code 478, your mic is open. Go ahead, you on the air. Woo!
Shalom, shalom. Sorry, I'm late. I'm here.
Shalom, shalom.
Yes. I hear you guys' conversation. You got to say I agree with you.
You got to go through it, though, don't you?
Oh, my God, you got to go through it. I witnessed some stuff this weekend, Sister Yaina, Brother Donya. I got to tell you.
Uh-oh. Go ahead.
I can imagine. Go ahead, son.
Listen, there was a we saw a bishop teaching some people, right?
Uh-huh.
And we caught him. We caught him in a lie. We caught him in a lie.
Mm-mm-mm.
And he was talking about Matthew chapter 10 when the Messiah sent the disciples out. And, you know, he only sent them to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That
That's right.
Cut that whole part. He cut that part out, Sister Jane, the whole part. He cut it out.
No, he did.
Yeah, he did. He cut the whole. At first, when he was reading it, somebody told him to read it, and he started reading it. And then he stopped because I guess he realized what it was really saying. So he couldn't hear the church. And then he went back and reread it again and stopped again. I just laughed and I said, oh my goodness. It was actually kind of funny. It was actually we called him.
Did you catch him? Was he on TV or was he in person?
This was in person.
Uh-oh.
But it showed me just how strong that 501(c)(3) is. Because they can't teach, even though they know the truth, they can't teach it, and they can't say nothing about it. Because he purposely did it.
I bet he did.
On another note, remember I told you about that black triangle I saw?
Yes, sir.
And there was supposed to have been a little contention whether it was from here or not.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got my confirmation today.
Okay.
It wasn't of this earth.
Oh.
I met a Caucasian who was telling me about they saw the same thing on the same day before I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And that there were military aircraft that were dispatched out here, and they were over her place for 4 days.
Wow. Waiting on it to come back?
No, they were trying to track it at first, but they thought something came down from it. That's what she would tell them.
Mm.
What?
Yes.
Oh.
Now, this same person, now get this, same person watches the trains out here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Remember when I told you about those guillotines?
Yeah, I sure do.
This same person saw them when they were being shipped in from South Georgia up here, up there to Middle Georgia. They came in on train. She got stuff verified, and they were out there in the open on the train. She could see them because she started talking about all that stuff.
Wow. The guillotine.
Yeah, she seen it. And it ain't no secret down here.
Wow.
So people just think that we telling tales and all that all they want. But there are people seeing stuff now that going on. But she's seen them ship being shipped. She started talking about all the military shipments. She got a friend, they got a friend that's in the military that tells her stuff. And that's very, and that stuff was not from here. Not.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. Well, I mean, you know, we got to get ready for the times that's coming because they coming. And that brings us right back to what we were talking about. You might as well get ready to trust y'all because you're going to have this experience whether you want to have it or not. You're going to have that. You're going to trust y'all for real. You are.
That's a fact.
And if Isaiah say that he's coming back to kill those that's hiding behind the tree eating swine flesh, it's going to be a famine, a situation where there ain't going to be no food. And you're going to be trying to eat whatever you can eat if you get caught up in that. You know what I'm saying? So, it's going to get interesting. That's all I can say.
You know, I just found it very interesting that we out here telling our people to store up food and water, and we begging them basically. But the Europeans, the Caucasians, man, they got tons of it.
Sure do. They sure do. They got like guns,
they
gas masks, all kind of stuff. They sure do. They sure do. But guess what? The Most High knows Israel. The Most High knows Israel. He know they ain't going to store up. That's why he got to step in on the scene and save his people because he know. You know, and then guess what? He may open up their eyes and their mind changes and they start doing what they need to do at the last minute. We just never know. We just don't know. No, we just don't know. But, you know, all praises to the Most High. Like I said, the lesson you're going to learn, you're going to learn the lesson. Either you're going to learn it by willingly or unwillingly, but you're going to learn it. Because he's going to take us all to school. We're going to school.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and like I told Brother Donia, we can laugh about it now, but it wasn't funny when you didn't know where you was going, and it wasn't funny when, you know, you were scared to look outside because you didn't know who was going to pull up. It wasn't funny, you know, but now you can look back on it and you can laugh about it because you had to humble yourself because either you're going to leave or stay. It's one of the two. It ain't no any other. You can't squat. You're going to either leave or stay, and if you whichever way it goes, it's going to be all right if you trust y'all.
Yeah, and you said something, another thing you said that when you're doing right, you understand, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Not a thing.
Understand?
I mean, you could walk away from this stuff, man, and as long as you trusted in the Almighty with all your heart and soul, you know when you walk away from this, something else is going to happen that's going to be good for you.
That's going to
uplift you with something else. You understand? So you don't have to worry. Just like, you understand, we talk about, Jacob's trouble. But if we trust in the Almighty, ain't none of that stuff going to bother you. It's not, you're not going to be affected by none of that stuff. I mean, that's part of what your heart be fainting for what your eyes going to see. We're going to see some stuff so that we can talk about it and let our folks, our children and our grandchildren know what had happened and what to do and what not to do that got us into this mess that we're in right now. So we have to see these things. We have to go through these things, you understand? And we're not going to be affected by none of it. I'm going to tell you, that's how I feel.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, I agree. You got to walk upright. You can't, and then you can't be doing shady stuff. You got to do it right. And that's hard for some of us because I was used to doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it wouldn't have been nothing for me to work my hand and make some stuff happen. And you don't lie and try to get. It wouldn't have been nothing for me to do that.
I
could have did it
right.
Like everybody else. But guess what? It wouldn't have panned out. It didn't pan out because y'all wasn't going to let it pan out. And so many people do criminal things and then say, the Lord was so good. Well, no, that was you. The Lord ain't had nothing to do with that. Y'all ain't had nothing to do with that. That was you.
That is correct.
You know, that was you. Hold on, sister. 513, your mic is open. Yeah, that was you. That wasn't the Most High. That was you.
Shalom, family. This is Keturah.
Shalom.
Shalom.
I'm blessed to be able to listen to the internet on my phone at work with my headset. So I scan a little channel to see what the other nations are doing. And this one white guy, he's a prepper. He was talking. He said he tried to tell people to put up food. So he was talking to this one guy. He said, you need to start putting up food. Times are coming. He said, oh, man, I don't believe that. He said, what you going to do when it does happen in a semi hit? You ain't coming to me because I got the bullets to protect mine. He said, no, man, I'm just going to camp out at the supermarket. And when they come out with their groceries, I'm going to bust them in the head.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why you don't want to have to run to the grocery store because you got everything at home. You ain't got to go nowhere near that place.
That is
You know, when people have those kind of thoughts, they go out first. They go get taken out first.
Y'all do.
But it's a lot of gangs out there that didn't prepare, and they're going to be working for the one who did save up a little money and running in there and getting their groceries. And when they come out, they either going to hit them in the supermarket or follow them home and take it. And he was serious as a heart attack.
Yeah, I bet he was. I bet that's what this girl told me. She said, I ain't going hungry. I said, you got to put up some, do something because it ain't going to be no food up there and you ain't going to be able to eat. She said, look at me, I'm not going hungry. In other words, whatever I have to do, I'm going to do whatever I have to do to eat because I ain't going hungry. And how arrogant is that? Because all you got to do is store up because everybody's going to go running toward the grocery store. Everybody's going to run toward the grocery store and everybody's going to run toward the water to make sure they have enough water. And that's why we tell everybody to get a little. Just get a little. And every time you get a little, it'll add up to a lot.
That is correct.
Yeah.
He was saying, he said they're going to these little gangs. He listened to his little militia thug buddy. This is the white guy talking. He said they planning on hitting the nursing home because they got plenty of medicine and food. They planning on hitting the pharmacy. They planning on hitting the hospital, the fire station. They hitting up anything that might store food and medicine. He said because he's got a friend who's a correction officer. And they got orders. They say if it should hit, if it should hit the town, they know they're going to go home to their family. So all the people in jail, they planning on killing. Because they're going to lock the doors. They can't murderers out.
Is she breaking up or is that just my fault? Because I hear her breaking up.
I hear her breaking up.
It's breaking up. But sister, let me tell you this here, you understand? You know, people say a lot of stuff, but when that stuff really comes down, I mean, you might be able to try it. You might be, put forth that tough guy ability and this and that and the other, but that stuff not going to work. It worked maybe once or two times, you understand? But it's not going to work, man, continually. Because when you take, if you get out there and take somebody else's stuff, you know, you feel emboldened to do something, and everybody got a gun now. Everybody. So it might work for a couple of minutes or a few minutes, or, a few times. But man, if you're not godly, if you're not talking about uprightness and righteousness and being, you understand, and trusting the Almighty, that stuff not gonna work continually. It's gonna work one or two times, of course. You understand? But it's, I wouldn't bank on it. Hallelujah.
And then the thing is, you got to understand that once it gets to that point, martial law going to kick in, and you're going to have military everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. That's all
I'm saying. You ain't going to be able to just move like you want to move and just break into stuff. The police have already been drilled on how quick they can shut a whole city down and shut the highways and stuff down where you ain't going to be able to move unless you have the proper paperwork. So they already are in place to be able to do that. And you're not thinking that through. They're not going to just let them race through there and just take whatever they want to take. And when martial law set in, they're going to shut everything down, and you're only going to move at specific time. That's why we tell everybody, make sure you get what you need so you have what you need. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
The only people going to be saved is righteous folk. The ones that trust in the Almighty, they're not gonna have no problem. I don't believe that they will. I have, you know what that thing you told me one time, sister? You said, I've been young and I've been old, but I've never mm-hmm. seen the righteous be forsaken.
Boy, indeed, begging bread. And guess what? All these dope dudes out here just making all this money, and they got money hand over 15-year-olds driving in brand new Beamers and Bentleys and all that. You better put some food up. Because, see, you living on a ball time anyway. You better put something up. You better go buy some water and put some water up and some food up for your family and your mom and them. Because guess what? All that stunting and bling-bling, it ain't going to make no difference because you can't eat it. You can't
that
eat it.
That is correct. Absolutely.
The words right out my mouth.
See, a lot of brothers and sisters don't believe that this is going to, you know, this place is going to be tore up.
Well,
it's going to be tore up.
Yeah.
Trust me. The Almighty says it's going to be a great destruction.
So all praises. We do the best we can. You know, we tell them, but, you know, like I said, we need dollars to be able to do that. You need dollars to be able to store up. And we just, like I said, do a little bit at a time. Get 2 cases of water. I think you can get 40 bottles for like 3-something at Walmart. You know, you can get 40 bottles for 2-something at Sam's. Just start every time you get paid, spend $3, get a case of water. Get a big bag of beans, some rice, some things that you can, some peanut butter crackers. Get a big jar of peanut butter. I mean, just little things that you will need to get you through. Get
Absolutely.
Some crackers, because you can eat crackers stale. Shoot.
And you can look on the internet and find some stuff, some little small bottles. I can't remember what you call them. I got some in the room there, you understand, that purifies water. One of those quarter bottles of water, a couple of drops, purifies water. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You understand? You might want to do that, man. Buy you a handful of those things right there, man. You understand? So you can always purify to use some water.
The bleach
will also purify. And get some gas masks, because I was looking at one of the programs. This was an old show. I was watching on Netflix, and the guy was running, and all of a sudden it was chlorine in the air, and how people was dying from it. And I thought about it. I said, you know, if they did something like that, we don't have no gas masks. Or no. Spend some money on gas masks. Stop buying all that other stuff, purses and shoes and stuff, until you get you some sort of shit together. In case something happens, get your grandbaby some gas masks. That's what I'm doing. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because if it's a chemical thing, we just don't know. I mean, look at how they messing with Iran. And they messing with Iran. And Russia's warning. Stop messing with it. And you just never know what these people got up their sleeve.
Yeah. And on top of that, get you one of those old CB ham radios. You understand?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Your little group, you understand? And my little group, you understand? We on Channel 9.
Yeah,
We can connect and do whatever we need to do. You understand? You know, that's just my opinion. You know, I haven't gotten one of those, but I know some people that have them. You understand? Them old fashioned ham radios. You understand?
Yeah.
Because the wavelengths, this internet stuff, it ain't gonna be working at all.
Yeah, might not. That's true. Like I said, we got to get it together. So you know, I just wanted to. I think this has been a really good show, you know, because it gave us some insight. You know, like I said, if you want to help, please feel free to do that. Whatever you send, we're going to send it straight to her. Even if we can swing getting the moving truck, we can do something. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Because the girl is about to be set outside and, you know, those 2 little kids, and she's Israel, and she's about to lose her house. The sheriff is coming in July the 24th, so we got time, but most of all, pray. Because prayer changes things. You know,
Absolutely.
And we just going to trust God because we all need something. All of us have a need, but she has a right now need. You know what I'm saying? When it's right now, you need something to come through right now. You know, and he'll fix it where everybody around you is broke so that the people who you help, because I used to say, like, where's all the people I helped? You know, it ain't never those people. He sent a whole new group of people to help you. That's how it be. And you be looking at those people like, didn't I give you $500 for your rent? Do you see what I'm going through? But they may not be able to help. But y'all see
That's
a
correct.
Whole new group of people to help you. So, you know, we just begin to pray and do our best.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm gonna go up the line, and you guys say whatever you want to say. I'm gonna call your area code, and then we're gonna end it for the night. Area code 513, Sister Couture, what would you like to say?
You know, as always, don't forget start putting up food, because what you have in your house now is what you're gonna have when all hell break loose. Shalom,
oh,
shalom.
Right. Hallelujah.
All right, hallelujah. Brother Yerah Shalom, Sister Rachel, what would you like to say?
We just like to tell everybody that we love them. We keep praying. All of us keep praying and striving. And you guys keep hanging in there. We'll see each other soon. Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom. Area code 903, your mic is open. What would you like to say?
Thank you so much, Sianina. Thank you for sharing. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. My heart goes out to all of us. We're all struggling. Even those of us who are well off, we're struggling because we're still in captivity. But as soon as we get out and the Most High shows favor to us again, we will all be pleased, we'll all be happy, and hopefully we'll all be home.
Hallelujah.
Home. Hallelujah. Praise mighty God. Last and certainly not least, Brother Donia.
Shalom, shalom, everybody. First of all, I want to address the sister. You understand? Just hold on and pray and ask the Almighty, you understand, to help you get out this mess. You understand? And that's the only thing that we got. You understand? Now, you've heard some things, you understand, that may could help you out. You understand? You have to take it and use it the best way, the best possibility, for its best possibilities. You understand? Secondly, I want to give all praises to the high and holy name. You understand? And I need to let you guys know that I love you with all my heart and soul, and with all my being. You understand? Like I love the Almighty. You understand? Hallelujah! All praises to the high and holy name.
Hallelujah! And on that note, you know, it's always been a pleasure. It always will be a pleasure, because this is a group that the Most High put together. And he put us together for a reason. I can't wait to see you guys and meet you face to face, and, you know, so that we can begin to move and build together as a nation. And I say shalom, shalom to everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your week. And we'll see you on Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our reading of the Bible, our five chapters on Thursday. The phone number for you all who are new is 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256039. I'm going to say it again, 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256039#. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Good night.
Shalom.